Merry Christmas. This is it. How exciting. You know, I you're in trouble because I don't want to let you go. You know, when we're done, we go home to Christmas. I just want to freeze this moment in time. Because when I look out here, what I see family. Whether I know you or not, whether we've ever met or not, we're still family because of this wee babe in a manger. And I just love it, and I love you. And just so excited to be here in God's house on sacred and holy ground to have a great big birthday party for Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for the reason that we're here today. We give you thanks. Blessed be your holy name. And God, we pray that what we do here tonight puts a smile on your face. We pray that what we do here tonight, Lord, lifts us out of our earthly doldrums. We pray, God, that what we do here tonight is full of great joy and anointed by your Spirit. So come, Holy Spirit, and open us up to receive the word that you have for us this night. Help us to focus our attention on you in this moment and in this place for your honor and glory and praise. Fill all of us with love for one another and fill us especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen.
Stan, we're going to have the call to worship in your bulletin. He's coming, he's coming. The Savior of the world is coming.
Let us prepare our hearts to greet him.
He comes to each one of us, healing and restoring our lives.
Praise be to God for God's mighty gift.
Oh, come, Prince of Peace, bring your light to us.
We are ready to receive you in our lives. Amen.
Join in the unison prayer. Gracious God, with joy and thanksgiving, we gather as your people. We have come to hear again the timeless story of Christ's birth. In the moment
of this night,
quiet our hearts, that we may know the peace and fullness of this holy time. Shine, O light, in the darkness of our world. Sing, O angels, in the stillness of our hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those God favors. This we pray in the name of the Child of Bethlehem. Amen.
A mother and a father finally find rest in a barn. The birth of the Lord is coming. Angels sing and shepherds run.
The birthday boy is coming.
The stars shone bright and the wise men begun their journey.
The birthday boy is coming.
This evening, we joyfully light the Christ candle, remembering the night when God's love came down at birth of a king. God loves us.
The birthday boy is here.
First reading is from Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Mm-hmm. The second lesson is from Luke chapter 2, starting verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazarene in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to be registered with Mary, who was pledged to be his married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for a baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Please stand for the singing of O Little Town of Bethlehem.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Does she sing?
Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd turned and returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which they were just had been told.
Sacred and holy, precious child. Blessed redemption is found in his eyes. All creatures great and small, he came for all. Mary, sweet Mary, tonight your Savior's born.
From Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let's stand and, the first Noel, number 4245. response to the Word of God. We are filled with joy, for we have heard the good news of great joy.
We are filled with love, for we have tasted the sign of God's great love.
We are filled with hope, for the angels still sing in our world.
And there is no light for us to follow.
At this time, the ushers will come forward for our gifts and offering.
For this opportunity to give to you a gift. We give to you, Lord, with a cheerful and grateful heart. We give to you out of obedience. We give, Lord, to support the battle against the evil in the world. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings, use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, and please be seated. We generally have our joys and concerns, and I am sure that you are joyful about a lot of things. It's that time of the year. So if you are feeling blessed tonight, if you feel joyful about anything, raise your hand. And if you are thankful for those who are here with you, raise your other hand, wave them, say praise the Lord. Finally, I'm serving a Pentecostal church. Yes. Now, our concerns, because I know as blessed as we are and as much joy as we have, there are also burdens. There are things that are weighing heavy upon our hearts. People filled with anxiety, depression, fear, loneliness, aches, pains, diseases, financial burdens. There are broken homes, broken relationships, loss of loved ones. We all bear those burdens. But the good news is that Jesus said, cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. And so we're going to give all those cares to God. Just let him go tonight. Cast them on him, because he is more than able to take care of our problems, and he wants to. He loves us. He loves you very much, and he feels your pain. So give it all to God as I pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for the reason, for the season, for the joyous celebration in our midst. Thank you, God, for our abundance and our prosperity, for all of the decorations, the wonderful food, the music, the celebrations, the gifts, family and friends, for the general feeling of peace and love. Thank you for all of that. But God, we also carry these burdens which we're casting upon you right now. We give to you, Lord, all of our concerns for ourselves, concerns for others, perhaps people within our family or at work, our neighbors, perhaps some situation in the world. We give that to you right now. We lay it at the foot of the cross, and we stand upon your word, which tells us that if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. It is written. And we will be careful to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We're reading from the prologue of John. John chapter 1. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. And this is the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, He gave them the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of God for the children of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Christmas sermons. You know, I think that it's exciting. I know it is. I think for most pastors, you know, what am I going to preach about on Christmas? Because not only do I get to preach to my regular people, but I get to preach to those who aren't in church a whole lot. And I, as I prayed about this and thought about this, Jesus, Mary was told to call him, Mary and Joseph were told to call him Jesus because that means he will save his people from their sins. They were also told to call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, I don't know about you, but that blows me away. Every time I think about it, it just blows me away. First off, let me start by saying, if you're not here, would you raise your hand, please? Josh raised his hand last time, too. He's not all here. And Don, too. Not all here. I'm just talking about if you're not here at all, raise your hand. Kind of crazy, right? We can tell when people aren't here because they're not here. We don't see them. But there is somebody here that we cannot see. The Word of God says that where two or more gather together in his name, there is he in the midst of them. And we are certainly gathered together here today in the name of Jesus. And so Jesus is here, right here. Jesus said in Matthew 28, he said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Romans 8 says that nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Not in all of creation. And it names everything in creation. Not height or depth, nor peril or sword or nakedness or famine. Nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to this world in order to take us out of this world. But Jesus also is the Word made flesh. The Word, the Bible, God's promises to us. Now here's the cool thing. Emmanuel, right? God with us. Just like Ron is here with me. Pastor Ron, our youth pastor, my right-hand man, he's got my back. I can count on this guy. Retired military, he's got a lot of stories. Got a lot of stories. Sometimes it's hard to shut him up. He just got a lot of stories. Him and I have a lot in common, though. We both know that our lives are not our own. They belong to Lord God Almighty. And we love humor, and we both know that we are fools for Christ. Sometimes that means being silly. Sometimes it means laying down and die. Whatever it takes. And as I continue my relationship with Ron, I get to know him better and better. He gets to know what I expect of him. I get to know what he expects of me. We just get to know each other and form this symbiotic relationship. Thanks, Ron. God with us, Emmanuel, God with, this is what Jesus wants with you and me. He wants this relationship where we walk side by side, hand in hand. Genesis, when God first created Adam and Eve, it says that he walked in the garden in the cool of the day with them. Came down and he hung out with them, and they walked and talked. We seem to think of Jesus as being a figure in church, a figure in religious movies. We wear crosses more for looks sometimes, I think, than anything else. But Jesus wants us to know that he's a reality. He's as real to us as Ron is to me. Emmanuel, God with us. Again, that just blows me away. The fact that God, the creator of the whole universe, God who is all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present, God is love, that God would want to be with me. Oh my. That should fill you with great awe. Great awe. I really struggled with finding an illustration to make my point. Anybody here know what the Witness Protection Program is? Raise your hand. And we've all seen it on TV and the movies and stuff, you know. My point's kind of like that, but that's not it. Have you ever been in the presence of greatness? Okay, I was going to show you the door, but you came up good. Have you ever been in the presence of greatness? Have you ever been with somebody who just inspired awe in you? Some, you know, sports figure, religious person, a craftsman, musician, somebody that really... Diane awes me. I sit over there behind the pulpit, and I watch her. She's playing the top keyboard, bottom keyboard, her feet are going. I'm thinking, how in the world can anybody do that? I can't chew bubble gum and walk at the same time. She awes me. Emmanuel is way, way, way beyond that. Have you ever stood at the head of a valley and looked out into the distance, seen the beauty of the mountains, waterfalls, huge waterfalls? You ever seen that? You ever stood at the top of a mountain or at a cliff and looked out over the vastness of God's beauty and been awed? Sunrise, sunsets, rainbows, amazing rainbows. That's kind of my point, but that's not it. Have you ever witnessed a storm? A really bad storm, scared the life out of you. You ever had lightning crack right near you? I love a good storm. But have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen a tornado or a hurricane? Scary stuff. It was just in the news that there was a tsunami in Indonesia. Killed hundreds of people. Came out of nowhere. That's all inspiring stuff. It's kind of my point, but that's not quite it. How about explosions? Anybody here ever blown anything up? Anybody here know what Tanner, who? You guys are all my friends. You know that. I love you. Yes. Okay. Yeah, military. Yeah. That's pretty awesome stuff, but that's not exactly my point either, because you see, there's just nothing I can come up with that is going to awe us as much as the fact that God is with us. God is right here with us. And when you're having pain and you're suffering, God is right there with you. When you are full of doubt and fear, scared to death, feeling real lonely, God is with you. When you get bad news, financial, from a doctor, God is with you. When you lose somebody you love, I'm going to tell you, God was there. He cried with you and felt your pain. Because it is God's promise to us. Jesus said it. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he is Emmanuel, God with us. Here's the scary side of all that. You know, when you've been a bad boy or girl, done that thing that you know you shouldn't have done, God was there then too. God still loves you. That's the gift that we have at Christmas. And I know that I'm speaking to the choir because you believe that, right? If you believe in Jesus, say amen. Amen. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, right? Well, you might be here because Mom dragged you to church today, but that's the gift of Christmas. That's what we celebrate. The Nativity, Jesus in the manger, Emmanuel, God with us. And when we exchange gifts, when we celebrate and eat hearty and visit with friends and family, God is right there with us through all that too. So be sure that you give God the glory, especially now at Christmas. It's his party. It would be horrible to ignore the birthday boy. Celebrate. Take a moment. Say grace before you eat. Thank God when you open your gifts. Spread the word, because you know that there are people who are hurting, who are suffering from depression and anxiety and fear and aches and pains and loss, who are in broken homes and broken relationships, who are just down and out. They need to know they're not alone. And you can give them that gift and tell them that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, and God is with you. That's a great Christmas gift to give. It's the best one you can give. Have a Merry Christmas. God loves you, and so do I. Have the ushers, please. We are going to sing Silent Night. We're lighting from the Christ candle. Jesus is the light of the world. And as the ushers come to the end of your pew, tip your candle over to light off of theirs and hold it straight up. The person next to you will tip their candle over to light off of you. Do not tip a lit candle so we don't spill the wax. Okay? Thank you. And now the God of light and love shine upon us this Christmas Eve and in the year ahead. Guide us out of darkness and into your joyous light. May our lives reflect your glorious love, that others may see your Christmas spirit in us each and every day of our lives. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.